Good Friday morning, beloved, and it is my pleasure to have spent this week together with you in these morning hours. Today we're in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 18 through 31, and here the wisdom and power of God sets up a dichotomy whereby the worldly standards of wisdom and power are rejected. Paul reminds the Corinthians of their own humble social status, and that God chooses what the world looks down on and reverses the social order, as you can see in 1 Samuel chapter 2, 1 through 10, Psalm 18, 27, Luke 1, verses 51 through 53, and you can also take a look at 1 Peter chapter 5, verses 5 through 6. And God's saving word for us this week has been wisdom. So, let's begin reading 1 Corinthians chapter 1, beginning at verse 18. For the message about Christ's death on the cross is nonsense to those who are being lost, but for those of us who are being saved, it is God's power. The scripture says, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise and set aside the understanding of the scholars. So then, where does that leave the wise, or the scholars, or the skillful debaters of this world? God has shown that this world's wisdom is foolishness. For God in his wisdom made it impossible for people to know him by means of their own wisdom. Instead, by means of the so-called foolish message we preach, God has decided to save those who believe. Jews want a miracle for proof. The Greeks look for wisdom. As for us, we proclaim the crucified Christ, a message that is offensive to the Jews and nonsense to the Gentiles. But for those whom God has called, both Jews and Gentiles, this message is Christ, who is the power of God and the wisdom of God. For what seems to be God's foolishness is wiser than human wisdom, and what seems to be God's weakness is stronger than human strength. Now remember what you were, my friends, when God called you. From the human point of view, few of you were wise or powerful or of high social standing. God purposely chose what the world considers nonsense in order to shame the wise, and he chose what the world considers weak in order to shame the powerful. He chose what the world looks down on and despises and thinks is nothing in order to destroy that what the world thinks is important. This means that no one can boast in God's presence. But God has brought you into union with Christ Jesus, and God has made Christ to be our wisdom. By him, we are put right with God. We become God's holy people and are set free. So then, as the scripture says, whoever wants to boast must boast of what the Lord has done. Amen. And today's key verse is 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 30, where Paul says, God has brought you into union with Christ Jesus, and God has made Christ to be our wisdom. By him we are put right with God, we become God's holy people, and are set free. And so you see, beloved, that our standing before God is not based on what worldly things we have to offer him, but our standing before God is based only upon our relationship with his Son, Jesus Christ. If you have Jesus, then you are in right standing with God. If you don't know Jesus, then you can never be in right standing before God. Let's pray. God of power and wisdom, remind me of all that you have done, so that I may proclaim the good news of your salvation and boast about your wondrous deeds and gracious love. Keep me humble and faithful so that I glorify you in all I say and do. Amen. Well, beloved, that brings our week together to an end. Monday morning, we'll be in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, where the Apostle Paul's message centers around Christ crucified, and he contrasts the wisdom of the world with God's secret wisdom. But before Monday, don't forget, Sunday's on its way, and I surely would be most pleased if I could see each one of you up in the church service. It would just be a blessing to my heart as we start the new year off together in God's house. And but if you just can't make it, don't forget that you can join us live, either via Zoom or on Facebook, and the links and the instructions to those are in your bulletin. So, until the next time that God brings us together, may God richly bless you, is my prayer.